A lot of people in Sitka have become used to calling Mount Edgecombe dormant, but that term really isn't used by geologists.
It's a word that isn't very well defined in volcanology. It doesn't have a lot of specific meaning to us, and instead we tend to talk about volcanoes with how recent or long ago it's been since they were active or since they had an eruption.
Cheryl Cameron is a geologist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory in Fairbanks. Mount Edgecombe was formerly known as a Holocene volcano, since the geologic evidence of its last major eruption dates from the Holocene era, around 12,000 years ago. The AVO now classifies Mount Edgecombe as historically active.
And for this term of active, this flavor of active, we don't require that a volcano has had an eruption. So volcanoes can get put into this category through having had a recent eruption or a suspected recent eruption, or they've got a period of deformation or seismic activity or fumarolic activity that we think reflects accumulation of magma in the crust below the volcano.
A recent eruption usually means within the last 300 years, but the AVO recognizes that native oral histories indicate an eruption history that goes a few hundred years beyond that. Nevertheless, being classified as historically active doesn't mean that Mount Edgecombe is about to erupt. Rather, it's going to get more attention now from the Alaska Volcano Observatory. Cameron says a geophysical team is on the ground in Sitka to do a temporary seismic installation on Khruzoff Island that includes a global positioning system. The GPS can provide data in real time about any deformation of the crust that might be happening, rather than waiting for a satellite to pass overhead, which happens only once every 12 days. Not that the AVO wasn't paying attention before, but there are over 50 historically active volcanoes in Alaska. Cameron actually grew up in Sitka, and the seismic swarm in April that got this ball rolling may have gone unnoticed, but it didn't.
Because my brother sent me the earthquake location, and he said, "Cheryl, what's up with this?" And I said, "Well, gosh, let me ask the seismologist." And I asked the seismologist, and the seismologist said, "You know, there's a swarm." And of course, we still needed to do more work and further analysis to determine if the earthquakes were, you know, some sort of rather mundane tectonic processes or if they're related to the volcano.
Cameron says that the Alaska Volcano Observatory is making plans for a permanent seismic installation on Mount Edgecombe and that any volcanic activity would likely come with plenty of advance warning. "We don't want people losing sleep over it," she said. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.